My message today is entitled, Yahweh's Royal Law. And I know and hope that anytime it's mentioned, God's law, His royal law, I hope there's one thing that you think of, and that is the Ten Commandments of God that was given by Him to Moses to bring down from the mountain to the children of Israel, and that one and only God's law, the Ten Commandments. And right now, I would like for everybody to stand to your feet. We don't usually do this, but it probably would be a great thing to do. Don't seem like we have time each and every Sabbath, but I know there's congregations that do this every Sabbath. But certainly, it'd be a great thing to do at least once a month, however often that we can, to remind ourselves, our children, our grandchildren, that God has a law that we need to be aware of and we need to abide by. I would like, this is in Exodus 20 and starting at the first verse. So David's going to put this on the wall, and I want us all to read this together aloud. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy maidservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightning and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, Thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall you make unto me gods of earth. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shall sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen. And in all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. Let's stop right there. You can have a seat. That is my scripture reading to you, and we shared that all together. I don't remember the last time that we read aloud God's holy commandments, but surely it is His royal law. I'd like to go to a text, and the text I'd like to read is in Exodus 16 and verse 28. And I want you to notice here that at this particular place, Exodus 16 and 28, this is before Mount Sinai, and it's before the Ten Commandments were written by the finger of God and given to Moses to bring down from the mountain to the people. So Exodus 16 and 28. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse you to keep my commandments and my laws? Do you see that he had, obviously, his commandments in place and his laws even before the Ten Commandments was written on the two tablets of stone by God on the mountain? And it's very obvious when we read, as we did earlier in our Sabbath Bible study, it's obvious that the clean and the unclean animals were established well before that time, since the very beginning, as Noah was instructed to bring into the ark the clean and the unclean animals. How long was God's Ten Commandment laws, His royal law, how long was these to be in effect? Let's go to Deuteronomy 7 and 9 and read what it says there in this regard. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. Earlier this morning we was discussing exactly what we thought a generation was, and there was varying opinions. Let's go to Psalms 105 and 8. Psalms 105 and 8. He hath remembered His covenant forever, the word which He commanded to 1,000 generations. I don't think in anyone's estimations of what a generation is that we have come to 1,000 generations. So we know God intends for mankind to abide in His laws and His statutes and His commands forever. Who wrote the commandments of God? Seems obvious, doesn't it? They were God's. But do you know, I hear very often that Moses wrote the Ten Commandments? And I hear pretty often, too often, that this was Moses' law. Can you believe that? Let's go to Deuteronomy 10 and 4. And he wrote on the tables, according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments, which the Lord spake unto you in the mountain, out of the midst of the fire, in the day of the assembly. And the Lord gave them unto me. The Lord wrote, the Lord spoke, and the Lord gave the Ten Commandments to the people. He wrote on these two tablets of stone with the finger of God, he wrote his laws. He expects us to honor, respect, and obey his commandments and his laws. Also, there's misconceptions of exactly what the covenant was at this time. There was a covenant, an agreement between God's people and God. So at this time of Yahweh leading the children of Israel out of Egyptian slavery, and this 40-year period that was taking them back to the promised land, exactly what was this covenant that God speaks of to Moses and to the people? Let's go to Deuteronomy 9, verse 9, starting at verse 9. When I was gone up into the mount to receive the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drank water. And the Lord delivered unto me two tables of stone, written with the finger of God, and on them was written according to all the words which the Lord spake with you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And let's go on down to verse 11. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me the two tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant. What is the covenant? What was written on the two tablets of stone? Let's go to Deuteronomy 4 and start with verse 9. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Oreb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And ye came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire under the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude. Only ye heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon two tables of stone. Can anything be clearer to you. His covenant was that which was written by himself on the two tablets of stone, the Ten Commandments. A lot of people seem to think, you know, that's in the Old Testament. We're not required to honor that anymore or be obligated to keep that. It's too much of a burden. Let's see what 1 John 5 and 3 says in that regard. 1 John 5 and 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Some translations say his commandments are not burdensome, not a burden. Let's see what 1 John 5 and 2 says. We're right there close. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Do you love God? If you love God, you will keep his commandments. Let's see what 1 Corinthians 7 and 19 has to say. 1 Corinthians 7 and 19. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. Do you see the New Testament telling you how the love of God and the keeping of his laws is still in effect and still what God wants you to do? And even though circumcision or uncircumcision is spoken of here as relatively nothing, it's making you see that not so is the case with the keeping of the commandments of God. Some would wonder and speculate, will God look at extreme favor on those who keep his commandments? Will we perhaps be blessed if we do that? Let's look at I've lost that particular one right now. Let's go to Deuteronomy 6 and 2, and I would like to emphasize again God's purpose in recording his commandments and his purposes in having them taken care of, protected through the years. Let's go to Deuteronomy 6 and 2. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God. And this was part of the reasons behind the giving of the Ten Commandments and the purposes thereof. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged. And I'd like to read a scripture or two that lets us know in the end time, is it important that we will have been ones that keep the commandments of God? And you know, when I say keep the commandments of God or do the commandments of God, be obedient to God's laws and commands, particularly His royal law, the Ten Commandments. Is that important? What will be at the end? Let's go to Revelation 14 and verse 12. Revelation 14 and verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Do you see the importance of the keeping the commandments? So being obedient to God's law is right there. And in the same verse as having faith in Jesus. I'd also like for us to turn to Deuteronomy 11 and verse 18. Deuteronomy 11 and verse 18. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied. Is that promising? If you're obedient and you keep His commands, that you will live longer on this earth? Absolutely, your days will be multiplied, and the days not only of you, but of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. And in one translation it says, as long as the heavens remain, that this will be the case. Are the commandments too difficult for you? Let's go to Deuteronomy 30 and verse 6. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 6. Moreover, the Lord your God will circumcise your heart. You know, a lot of people believe that talking of circumcision of the heart only being a New Testament thing that happens in the latter days. Moreover, the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, so that you may live. That is wonderful. And so we see that God's Ten Commandments is His royal law. Let's go to James 2 and 8. James 2 and 8. If, however, you are fulfilling the royal law according to the Scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing well. I don't think I went quite far enough on the Deuteronomy 30 and verse 6. Let's go back there. To love the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul, so that you may live. The Lord your God will inflict all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, who persecuted you. And you shall again obey the Lord and observe all His commandments, which I command you today. Then the Lord your God will prosper you abundantly in all the work of your hands, in the offspring of your body, and in the offspring of your cattle, and in the produce of your ground. For the Lord will again rejoice over you for good, just as he rejoiced over your fathers. So it's very important. God places very much importance in that he blesses you and all that you do and wherever you are, where you go, you're coming in, you're going out. All that you put your hands to, if you obey his laws. Did you know that Yahweh, at this particular point in time, he also personalized a description of the land in which his children was to go, the promised land. Let's go and let's read this of the promised land for God's children by Yahweh. Speaking of course, Israel, Jerusalem, and the land that God had for his children. Deuteronomy 11, verse 11. Deuteronomy 11, verse 11. Deuteronomy 11, verse 11. But the land into which you are about to cross to possess it, and listen what God says, a land of hills and valleys, drinks water from the rain of heaven, a land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning even to the end of the year. Is Jerusalem important to God? Is the Israeli people important to God? Is the children of God in general all over this earth important to God? Yes, it is. They are. And they always will be. I'd like to go to Exodus 34 and verse 27. Exodus 34 and verse 27. Then the Lord said to Moses, write down these words, for in accordance with these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. So he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did not eat bread or drink water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And of course, this is speaking of the Lord, as recorded in the other verses that I have brought to you. God's Ten Commandments are still binding upon his children. They will last as long as time lasts. As one verse in the New Testament says, until heaven and earth pass away, not one jot and one tittle of my law will be abolished. And we all know the heavens are still there. The earth is still here. God's law, his commands, is still here. It's still relevant for us. It's still binding for us. Each and every one. Yes, even the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. God himself, Yahweh of old, set the example, set that day apart as sacred and holy. And it remains and will remain forever and ever. If you would, stand with me right now. I would like to, for us to read the blessing of God. This is the blessing of God to us and our blessing to each other. Let's read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. Let's